snacks, tenderoni delicious. While a nigga puffin' reefer, better blow like Aretha while my girl poppin' prescription.
So what's up, guys? We're back at it with an episode. Hollycast Podcast, I think, is what, episode 21?
I think so, 21.
And we were able to finally actually come together this time in person.
In the studio.
In the studio, I like that, to give you, to drop a podcast. It definitely is a lot, I guess, better in my perspective, or my, it's just a lot better being with a person instead of just, you know, talking over the computer.
Yeah. So today, we're gonna really dig deep on some local cases here from Collier County, Naples, pretty much. Some of them are bizarre, some of them are just like, I mean, they're all pretty bizarre, actually, so.
So we have a lot to actually discuss, from missing people to, you know, UFO sightings to very, very strange, you know, particular things happening out in the States, particularly, you know, DeSoto area, Everglades.
So I guess I'll start with the oldest story. So this story was from August 11th of 2020. And the headline is, Golden Gate Estates residents confused by mystery gathering in nearby woods. And so basically, out on DeSoto Boulevard, which, if you're from the area, you'll know where that is. It's in the Golden Gate Estates. It's pretty much all woods. A lot of spaces between houses. And so, I guess some neighbors noticed that there have been cars parking alongside of the road between 8th Avenue and 10th Avenue. I'm trying to read here to see if they say there's a specific time, but I don't think there's a specific time that they mention, but they say that they claim to see that they see people walking through a path into the forest several times. He said the last time they saw cars there was on a Sunday, and once they went to investigate, I'm guessing this is just like a neighbor, he took pictures of like balloons, there was cracked eggs,
toys. I'm pretty sure like bones too. It looks like, you know, somebody dug a hole in the ground. Looks like maybe they're burying something, burying or burning something, either that. Yeah, I even remember heading out that way in DeSoto, and there was just a random day that I went out there, and there was a gathering of a couple cars. I don't know if you were with me that time, but there was I think there was one or two cars there, and it was a woman and a male. I don't know what they were doing back there, but they had some sort of agreement.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very secluded area. I mean, at the very end of the article, the last sentence is that the Collier County Sheriff's never received any complaints related to people entering the woods on Sunday night. So this is just a neighbor who, I guess, noticed what's up, and it's just weird because there's no follow-up on this. It's just, this is it, you know, this is the investigation.
That's a lot of interesting facts about this. A lot of them are just, you know, never looked into after that, you know, cold cases. And I do remember off of 47th Street, this is going off by like the fairgrounds, I don't know what goes on there, but there is some sort of ritual, some sort of religion, that culture, cult that goes out there, because there's a cross out in the woods that way. And you know, I don't know whatnot, because I don't know anything further than that, but it's just, there's just certain things that go on out in the woods, mysterious things.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a pretty interesting story, just because that's all there is. It's just a couple sentences, and then it's never followed up on. I'm pretty sure it's only reported in, like, one news source. I think it was NBC, and that was just about it. And then, again, nothing ever comes of that. So the next story we're going to move on to is a little more recent.
I'm glad you mentioned that nothing comes on to that, because I really feel like that seems to be the case with this next article that we're going to mention.
And then even a previous article, we haven't mentioned it on the podcast, but it's on our website, about a car driving into the beach. And the police claim speed wasn't a factor, nor drugs or alcohol. So what caused him to crash, we don't know. And it wasn't ever again followed up on, as far as we can.
But we will be releasing certain hidden documents on related to that article. So follow up on that article and check back with the documents that will later be released on the article.
The next story here is a little more recent. It's from 2021, December, so just the last month. And so the story is about a chef. I'm not even going to give the chef's name because it's not really important, but he's a pretty big deal in his local area.
Apparently very prominent. I was actually working for the Waterfront Grill, which is a very well-known food restaurant off of US 41. I don't know if you can continue there.
Oh, that's where he was working, at the Waterfront Grill?
He previously was working there. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a chef, and he's a pretty big deal in his little community. And so apparently he was... let's see, the story we have is just kind of an update, but the story goes that he was at a party at the Ferrari dealership in Naples. It just opened, it's pretty new, it's only a few months old, where on December 4th, he found himself caught under a freight elevator inside the dealership, where pretty much, I don't know why he would be back there. I don't think there was anybody back there.
Maybe possibly somebody he thought he could trust that was walking with him back there. Yeah, I mean, he obviously felt comfortable to go back there. And my question is about this is, this is a party, you know, a lot of things are going on. There's events, people are being distracted. So my theory on this is like somebody used that as a strategy to get him away. And so everybody's side focus is doing something else. Meanwhile, this just happened. And this is all just speculation, but it's very interesting, very curious that during the end of this, you know, CCSO, Collier County Sheriff's Office investigation, they concluded it was an accident. And I don't know, that just seems very suspicious to me.
Yeah, well, at the time of this article, he was in critical condition still. It happened on December 4th. And, this was released on December 14th, and as again, no more recent updates. So we don't know if he died in the hospital, if he's still in the hospital, or.
Last we know is he's in critical condition, and we just hope for the best. And you know, makes it through this.
Yeah.
And another thing is I want to mention is like, they don't even know if he's, you know, they don't even mention if he's, you know, alive, talking, you know, yeah, or awake, or, you know.
Like, yeah. There's no story on what happened or.
So, and
how he happened to be under there. So,
and I'm very curious to like if there's anybody in his family or even him like was able to speak up about like what happened.
But he was a pretty big deal because 4 days after the accident, while in the hospital, more than 150 people gathered outside for a candlelight ceremony, which usually happens when you die. But I guess he's got a lot of fans out there in Lee County. So, the next couple articles are going to be pretty recent. Well, we have one story to talk about that's a little old, but these next two articles that we're going to talk about are pretty recent. So, this article comes from this year, January 6th, and it's back in the Golden Gate Estates. This one, apparently, a body was reported floating in a canal near 31st Avenue Northeast, east of the Orange Street community. South of Oil Well Road. Let's see. They say they recovered a dead human body floating face down in the water on 9 a.m. Monday. The body had been in the water for an extended period of time due to decomposition and multiple bites from animals. Responding deputies were unable to determine whether the body was male or female, so they don't even know if it's a man or a woman.
let's just go to the point that if the body was able to decompose this much and for this long period of time to not even be recognizable.
Well, actually, very last sentence on Thursday.
White male.
Yeah, they confirmed that it was a deceased white male. But okay. Again, to your point, it was, yeah, it had to be in there for a really long time for it to decompose that fast.
So again, yeah, this and who knows? It might not even necessarily have been dumped at that location. It could have been the water where the canals are being, you know, leading up to just ended up at that location, you know, where the streams are going, where, you know, they're constantly, you know, dumping, draining, you know, because it's all, you know, controlled by the United States Army of Engineer.
What was controlled by the United States Army?
The canal system.
Oh, the canal system.
Yeah, so it's just, I wasn't, you know, not throwing shade, but I'm just saying, like, he might have been thrown some upper part of, the, you know, the state and, you know, ended his way down here.
Yeah, somehow got, I mean, who knows? Again, they haven't confirmed anything. I'm actually on the Naples Daily News site. They used to have a tab here for a crime. Like, oh, here we go. Just harder to find now because they don't want you to know all the crime that goes on. And so let's see, these are some recent stories here, and so far Naples is not looking good as of ever. So the first story here for crime is a Naples man sentenced to 25 years for raping a child. Let's see, East Naples man accused of beating girl unconscious. Nice. Five Collier County teams accused of beating and armed kidnapping. 18-year-old man arrested in Immokalee, double theft. Florida Highway Patrol conducting an investigation Sunday on I-75. I think this has to do, there was a shooting. I don't know if you heard about this recently. They shot a lady on I-75. And I guess the police story is that she had a knife. And, I don't know if you charged the officer or what, but I guess her family is saying she wouldn't have a knife. So, I mean, it's one of those, who knows.
He said, she said.
Yeah, you know, and usually the cops always, you know,
we're gonna win the case.
One dead, one arrested in Bonita Springs homicide. Let's see.
So my understanding is, do you think it was always this bad, or do you think it's just becoming the time period we are in this century that things are getting, you know?
I mean, I think it's just, there's a lot of people moving to Florida, man. And with all those people, you know, they bring their crazy relatives, or they're crazy themselves, you know.
But wasn't Florida always known?
This is a crazy story. The Gucci store at the waterside shops, three people just walked in and just took stuff and left. They stole purses valued at $5,000. I mean, it's just crazy. It's really, because, like, wow, I mean, you wouldn't think that just, like, driving around here, but you look at the news stories and, like, this is what's going on here, you know?
I mean, and the thing is, you want to be, I guess, opportunist and, like, very hopeful, but it necessarily doesn't get better from here. It usually just goes down further, gets worse and worse. That's just the way things usually go.
Pine Ridge Middle School teacher, I'm not even going to say his name, accused of transmitting child porn, depicting children as young as 4. Jesus. Golden Gate Estates man arrested after body found in shallow grave. That's a pretty crazy story. He, like, I think, killed his, like, friend or something. He killed somebody he knew and just, like, buried him on his property.
There are some crazy people out there, huh?
I mean, but it's just crazy that you can scroll down. I mean, yeah, this is a crime section, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, so it's like I'm looking for crime, but, like, it's just a lot. The crime that I'm seeing is, like, it's pretty serious crimes, you know? Look at this. So, former owner of Bruno Total Home no longer faces criminal charges.
Wait, let's look into that, because that is very interesting, because this guy was scamming, I guess, a lot of people, but that was the front story.
Yeah, because apparently even the FBI got involved and raided his place of business. Drops criminal case against Bruno and his former employees. On Friday, the Florida Attorney General's office dropped a criminal case against Bruno, the former owner of Bruno Total Home in Bonita Springs, and 9 of his employees faced multiple charges of fraud. So apparently the customers complained that the air conditioning company used high-pressure sales and scare tactics to coerce them to purchasing services that they didn't need.
Okay, so that was the story that they gave. And my understanding is you said the FBI raided his place and took a lot of stuff. So that doesn't make any sense from the PR statement that they're trying to portray that this guy was just, you know, a sleazy salesman. He's just upcharging, these customers.
Maybe he made a deal, you know. Maybe in the next couple of years we'll see this Louis Bruno dude. Oh, and now he's running for, like, a small political position. Oh, no,
that's
a bigger position.
That's exactly where I see this heading. If the... What was the attorney general or who dropped the charges in the judge or the court cases for this?
Let's see. I don't think he gave his name. But that's Louis Bruno right there.
Let's scroll up to the main title of this article.
It just says the Florida Attorney General's office.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, okay. Interesting.
But yeah, so I guess he's just walked away with no charges. You know, he thanks statewide prosecutor Nicholas Cockstaff for their diligence and willingness to work through the evidence to conclude that all charges should be dismissed.
But I don't know.
I wonder. But why did they dismiss it? They don't tell you why. They don't say why they were dropped. Was it... Oh, let me see. There's still more to the article. So, let's see. Bruno acknowledged his legal team for its hard work. Okay. Let's see.
Do you think he's going to go like many companies in America do, just rebrand and have go under a different name?
Said he, first step in helping was Bruno. I just want to see why. You know, because of the dismissed charges. Okay. Bruno was once lauded for his multi-million dollar success story, which brought home local and national attention and recognition. But in June of last year, Cape Coral Police arrested Bruno's employees following separate investigations by Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division and the Office of Statewide Prosecution into Bruno and his operations. After receiving several complaints from city residents starting in 2018, Cape Coral Police launched their own probe, and they investigated. Let's see. The case was dropped based on the review of additional evidence that did not meet criminal burdens of proof.
Yeah, whatever that means.
What? Let's see. Okay, so... I guess there was no proof, but the alleged customers complained that they were scammed out of a total of $2.3 million. Jeez. Here's a link to a different article, which is funny, because look at this article. Louis Bruno sues largest competitor Best Home Services over trade secrets.
Something's going on there.
Right.
Something deep within their business that they got going on. It's just not Bruno Air, guys. I'm wondering what's going on with their...
Kind of trade secret.
Yeah, right? So...
Four law enforcement received documents and other evidence from the company. Attorney General has received no complaints related to the investigation. Right. The office continued to receive consumer complaints about Bruno and his company. They say they received more than 250 consumer complaints since that. Let's see. But, okay, continue to defend himself. Let's see. They don't really tell you much. Okay, they don't really tell you, there was no proof of any criminal activity, allegedly, but then what were they complaining about? You know? They took it to the point where they felt they needed to raid his office, you know?
Yeah.
And arrest him and his employees. They arrested some of his employees.
It could also be a way to keep him, you know, stuck in the legal system until he, like, runs out of money, if that was their tactic.
Yeah, I mean, but if that was their tactic, then, I don't know, why would they drop it?
Yeah, exactly. It's, to me, it seems like
he's going to just start another business.
Another business, exactly. Under a new name, and everything's going to be fine and dandy. And that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Let's see. Careless driving stop, and that's fentanyl and cocaine.
Did you want to, like, go to the next tab, or do you just want to...
Yeah, I just want... These are just some recent stories that kind of shed a little more light in Naples. But, well, like, this is crazy, because this guy of Marco Island and another guy of Naples were carrying, I guess, fentanyl and cocaine in the Golden Gate Estates, and they were busted for that. So, I mean, it's just, like, even Marco Island, you know, which is right down the street, it's just, like... They're getting, you know, it's just like it's everywhere.
Man. Well, I even read an article about there was this guy, I don't know, you know, allegedly, I'm not going to go into too much details, but he was at the, like, Naples Pier, and I guess this, you know, old man was looking at his girl. And I mean, you know, who knows? There's a lot of old men in Naples, and 100% they are usually perverted as hell. So, the story goes that, you know, the guy who got sent to jail, this the elderly man was looking at his girlfriend, and he basically looked at him and threatened him and said, "I got demons, man," and pointed a knife at him. And I don't know. It's just...
My brother had a court thing once, and I just went with, like, my mom, and, like, we were sitting there, and, like, one of the people who went up, because, you know, you, like, wait behind everybody, and, like, everyone has their own court case... The guy was like, he left me a voicemail, and or they were on the phone arguing, and one guy goes, "Why are you acting like an animal?" And the guy's response was, "I am an animal."
Just some of the crazy stuff. Some of the crazy stuff people say is just pretty hilarious.
That's funny. So the last story we're gonna go to, also from this year, what happened January 5th, 2022. So basically, this guy was over here. I think he's at the Naples Pier. Is this at the pier?
I think it says Naples Pier. I think the article is pretty brief and short, but it just ties into my explanation. You know what
it
I saw.
It says Naples Beach. Okay. But the pier and all that.
And the pier is pretty long.
Yeah.
It's one of the longest beaches in.
He pretty much sees these lights. I mean, I'm sorry, this is an audio only podcast, but. We'll probably post a video on our website so you guys can see. But pretty much he recorded with some unexplained lights in the sky, and we're going to watch the video right now. I'm going to mute it because it's a news story. I don't want to watch this lady talk and the sky talk. I just want to watch the video. Okay, so those are pictures. So far, the pictures of three lights in the sky. And
can you pause it at this picture? Okay, so the reason why I'm on the side of what this guy is, you know, seeing is because when I was, this was a while back, and I was at a Christmas party out in Cape Coral, and it was around midnight to, you know, 1 a.m, and I remember seeing the exact same pattern in the sky. Where basically it's like you see, you see balls of light, but in a formation pattern, which is like forms like, kind of like a point, like an arrow, but like a spaceship, like a craft. But it didn't fly like, you know, like an aircraft or airplane, like you would typically see. It would hover and kind of gradually move up and gradually keep gaining altitude. But
sorry.
No, you're fine.
This is what I meant. This is what you saw? Like maybe something like this?
Yeah, something like that where it's like, you know, arrow cursor you have on your computer. Where
this is actually like a real declassified like government like plane.
Okay. Well, I
TR-3B.
What's it called?
It's called the TR-3B.
TR-3B. I never... You know anything about this? I don't know anything about this.
I don't know much, but I know it's actually real.
Well, are we? Darn, man. I definitely saw something like... But yeah, there's definitely something that we're not being told. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely real. A real spacecraft. This is actually from military.com. You know? They also call it, yeah, the Black Manta. But we're not the only country that has this. Other countries have it, too.
So there was higher beings, like... that gave the knowledge elsewhere. So it's not... It's
oh, like, for sure.
Level playing field, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, even the Nazis back in the day were studying anti-gravity stuff. And, you know, we tie everything together on this podcast because we talked about NASA, I think, in the previous... But, like, they brought Nazis over, you know? Like, Wernher von Braun, who helped start NASA, was a Nazi, one of their best scientists, and he was working on a... You know, anti-gravity stuff like that. Like, look at that. You wouldn't be able to see that in the night sky. You
no.
know? So they say the best way, like, you can actually see stuff in the night sky is if you get, like, a night vision camera or, what is it called? Infrared. And you'll be able to see stuff in the sky.
I wonder how much, like, an equipment like that would cost.
Right.
But this is something interesting. I did not know, we definitely got to keep that open. I would honestly include that in the source links because that's news to me because I never knew anything about that.
3B?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep it for another podcast.
Okay.
When we talk about, like, space and stuff again because there's a whole YouTube channel where this guy, I don't know if he still has it up. It's been years since I watched it, but he would just constantly, like, he'll have people send him in, like, hey, if you see any just strange shapes in the sky, and you always see a lot of triangles in the sky. A lot of, like, perfect straight line triangles, and it's just like, wow, you know? But this video that we're watching right now over Naples Beach, they're not in a formation like that. They're kind of more, it looks like they're more free moving. Sorry, the video is just totally trash, because... Okay, so I don't even think they're playing the video. It's just
pictures. A picture that they're moving that looks like it's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're repeating the same photo, pretty much, one of two. And they're playing E.T.
Oh, yeah.
What a coincidence. They're playing a Steven Spielberg movie. Right? Right? That's I don't want to get that wrong, but...
Right. So I think... I want to say... I don't know. Because sometimes they were... they said it could be Chinese lanterns.
That's some bogus statement that they made ever. They said that it could be Chinese. Don't accept it. This is all going to be sources for them.
Oh, I already closed the other one. Oh. That's my bad. Okay. I forget we quit sources. It's been a while since we've been together. But yeah, so, I mean, those are just a couple of news stories. And then one thing we want to talk about, it won't be as in-depth, but it's still pretty interesting. So, just like looking on the Collier County... their official, like, missing persons list, pretty long list, first of all, dating back to some people missing in the 80s, you know, which I'm sure is still not even, like, the full extent, you know, of missing people.
Well, I just want to comment on, they're all walks of life, all sorts of backgrounds, from all sorts of ages,
yep.
You know, young to very old, all, you know, like I said, all sorts of career jobs,
yep.
Kids, you know, it's just... Very, very peculiar, very interesting that it just always continues to grow and that these people are never found and it always continues to grow that these people are, like, constantly that people go missing.
Yep, and it's just like, I mean, some of them, maybe they run away to start a new life. Maybe some of them are, you know, they seem to be, you know, not from America. It's like some they say, you know, maybe in Mexico, but I always wonder why would you want to go back to Mexico, you know, unless something really is not working out here or you're on the run from something here, you know, why would you want to go back? Because from what I hear, it's better over here than it is in Mexico, you know?
And like, from that point of view, I would understand if maybe like a teenager or, you know, a younger or older
this
adult.
Is pretty crazy because looking at the list here, just this one that stands out to me was this lady was last seen in her Walmart on Tamiami Trail East, which is a Walmart that's right there by me, you know.
So that hits close to home. That's like a Walmart
yeah.
that you shop at constantly
yeah.
and
that
somebody...
She went missing there in 2010, you know. The one story that kind of really hits close to us is this one here. A 27-year-old man named Jamie Curtis. The middle initial is L, so if you try to search him out, Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress, comes up. But his name's Jamie Curtis.
Before we dive into this one, I just want to make a quick side comment that I do remember working at the mobile gas station at the time of the event that this happened, because the family members came in to the bulletin board and you know, pinned a on the bulletin board the missing photo of him, and yeah. You know, to call anybody or to call their, you know, their number if they, you know anything. And this was, you know, a while back, back in 2016.
Yeah, so he went missing back in 2016. The story, according to Collier County Sheriff's, is was last seen by his mother on September 16th. They were parked on Immokalee Road. I think they were at a stoplight, and he just exited his vehicle and went on foot into the woods, the wooded area of Wild Turkey Drive and Immokalee Road, which is just swamplands and woods. And
let's just not forget, like, this is deep swamp. This is like swamplands and woods.
It's deep swamp, but I mean, if we go on to Google Maps, I know this is terrible for audio, but we're just doing it, you know, just as our little experiment here. It's hilarious how I can't just get to Google Maps anymore, you know?
Yeah, you used to have a little bar and everything was there. Mail, maps.
So Wild Turkey Drive, that's up here more. Like, if we do, I gotta change the view to satellite. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Right? I don't know how Google Maps works anymore, I'm sorry. There we go. And then we zoom in to, because Wild Turkey Drive is, like, probably a little more up here. But anyways, he would run into one of these, which eventually you'd be getting to somebody's house, you know?
I mean, remember that one tent we found out in the woods? There was just
I do remember that.
Setup that somebody just...
I actually think Wild Turkey Drive is more up here. Yeah, Wild Turkey Drive right here. So, I mean, like, yeah, it's woods.
Oh, wow, no, that's mainly farmland, bro. That's not swamp.
But it's farm, but, like, I mean, the swamp's just all the way over here.
Yeah, but that's mainly farmland, though. Like, the...
And houses.
Mm-hmm. Houses and farmland.
You know? Even, like, here, like, they claim the terrain was too rough, you know, the swamp. But if you look on the maps, I mean, unless... Again,
let's... Over there. That gets rough.
That gets rough. But right here is a... Shady Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
That's Shady Hollow, you know? And, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like... I don't know. I feel like eventually, like, he just would have stumbled upon somebody's house. Or even getting to the boardwalk here, a trail somewhere, and... I don't know.
So you think the whole story itself sounds... fishy and bogus, like, I this mean, like, do you think this family member just said that they ran out of their vehicle, or do you think he actually ran out of the vehicle? And
it's only weird just because it hasn't been updated since 2016. He's still on the missing persons list, and I mean,
and this male or this guy just so happened to be, I think, disabled, right?
I mean, they don't say disabled, they just... So he wasn't disabled. It claims he has autism. But, they don't say, like, what level of autism. I mean, he was 27 years old.
And there's many guys, actually, who end up doing just fine.
Yeah, so again, it's just, like, we don't know the level of autism. But, I mean, again, he's just still missing, apparently, you know? Like, nothing comes of it. I guess they stopped the search. I don't know if he's been declared dead. He's been missing now for 5 years and 4 months. But it goes to show, like, a lot of those missing people, you know, they just have them open. They're, like, they'll never get any updates, you know?
And it's what is known as, what, a cold case?
A cold case, but, like, at what point do you, like, all right, he's
going
to be dead or, you know, or something. you know, like, this guy from 1985 here went missing on a boat going on a fishing trip to Mexico, you know? I mean, maybe he just went to Mexico. He went missing in the Gulf of Mexico, but, like, maybe he went to Mexico, you know? But who knows? It's just a lot of weird stuff going on.
Definitely. I mean, always question everything.
Yeah, so we're pretty much just going to wrap it up. We just want to do a quick episode. Just a lot of weird stuff going on in Naples here. And yeah, we'll keep you updated on any other stories. We'll post all the links in the description. So just subscribe to the podcast and anything else?
I don't know. Till next time, thanks for listening in, and we'll keep you guys updated. Thank you.